Hi guys, this is Damien Christoph here and welcome to the Body Blitz Challenge. It's great that you're inside the site. That means you're actually on the way and you're going and you've opened your email, your PDF, and you're trying to work out what you've got to do from here. So what I thought I'd do is I'd go through everything with you from scratch and just and make sure that you understand exactly what we've got to do. So if you turn to page one, you'll notice that there's a congratulations page, and you can read through that, understand everything there. It is true that when you lose weight, and you lose weight effectively, you achieve all of these great things. So decreasing your risk associated with diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, hypertension, so on and so forth, all of those things are real. You also notice that you'll have a decreased appetite through the next 21 days. Your mental clarity will be better. You'll feel brighter. You'll certainly have improved eating habits, and hopefully, if you've got more than, say, 10 kilos to lose, you'll be considering looking at a more sustainable program after the 21 days, something like the 112-day challenge. Certainly, keep in mind that this particular program is designed for 21 days only, just to get the fat off really fast, just to get a kickstart to see that you're motivated and, you know, really, I suppose, have you fired up about making some kind of a change. I would certainly not expect that you'd do this program or this Body Blitz Challenge for any longer than 21 days at a time. And there's no reason why you couldn't do this a number of times in a year, but just I don't think it's good to do it all the time. Not that it's dangerous, I just think that your body should be doing something that's healthier, or you should be doing something healthier for your body, like the 112-day challenge. Now, let's go to the next page, because it talks about a few different things that some people get a little bit confused about. And so let's just go through it. It says items that you'll need. Now, you'll definitely need kitchen or slimmer scales if you wanted to weigh your food. Now, you'll notice that when you flick through this book that I haven't, and I've done this purposely, I haven't actually put in there specific weights for how much you should be measuring up. However, what I know is that some people are going to want to go and weigh everything so that they know how much they're supposed to have with every meal. So my suggestion in this case would be that you get your portion size that's based on your palm size, and we talk about this further on in the book, that your palm size, which is the soft part of your hand, the grippy bit, the palm, that there would be the size of your protein. Your whole hand would be the size of your vegetables and fruit portion, and your two fingers, your index finger and your expressive finger, that would be the size of your fat portion. This should be done 3 times a day. So if you wanted to, you could get a portion size of protein that's the size of your palm and weigh it and then know exactly how much you're supposed to have. You could do exactly the same thing with the vegetables. So you could weigh it after you've worked out a portion size and so you know exactly how many vegetables you're supposed to have, and then, of course, you do the same thing with your fat. That's how you'd use the kitchen and slimmer scales. Now, there's a couple of optional items here, and if you wanted to get a big blitz on a weight loss gout preparation type program, you could get things like Collazone, which is magnesium oxide, or Colon Cleanse, and you can get this through various suppliers. SlimU does stock a magnesium oxide product, and so you can get that through us. The liquid fish oil or omega-3 oil that we've got there is a mercury-free one that we've selected. You try to avoid mercury. That's one of the best things that you could do. You don't want to have too much mercury going into your body, if any at all. And so you can get that also through SlimU. Keto sticks are available through SlimU, and Neuroplex is available, and the multivitamins available through SlimU. However, you can get all of those items, the fish oil, the keto sticks, the Europlex, and the multivitamin, through Metagenics, and you can get that in your country, whether it's Australia or New Zealand. If you're overseas in Hong Kong or the UK or the US, you can definitely get those. It may be easier to get them via Australia or New Zealand than trying to find them in your country. However, Australia and New Zealand, certainly no issues with getting those sorts of things. You may want to get a tape measure. You like to measure your waist. That could be a good reason to get a tape measure. You may choose to use measuring around your waist as a more sustainable measure for success, as opposed to just jumping on the scales, because of course scales can be a little bit demotivating at times, whilst you'll be getting great results, it may not live up to your expectations by jumping on the scale. So measure your waist. That's a really terrific way to find out how things are going. Some people might want to measure their thighs. That could be their target area. So you'll notice that on that same page that you could look at measuring either your waist or your thigh as two key markers of change. And I highly recommend that you look at other ways to measure your success over and above just jumping on the scales. Moving on to the next page, it says, the mega rapid weight loss gut preparation phase, and you don't have to do this. You certainly can, but you don't have to. It's a great way to strip out stored feces from the gut, and we, a lot of us actually will have a lot of stored rubbish inside our digestive systems that need to be removed. And if you do this, this here could be a loss of, 1 to 2 kilos for some people, depending on how much stuff's actually caught in there. So the colazone, the magnesium oxide powder, the colon cleanse, whichever one you're going to get, you want to do, around about half an hour before going to bed, take a teaspoon in a glass of water, chase it with some lemon juice, and then have a couple more glasses of water before you go to bed. Your stomach will wash around like a washing machine while you're sleeping. There'll be lots of noise. And when you wake up in the morning, you will just need to move your bowels, and that should be quite a runny movement. It should wash out, literally. It's a good thing to add lemon juice to water first thing in the morning to stimulate digestion. I think that's a great thing to do. And if you wanted to, and you think you've got some fluid retention, then Uroplex is a terrific product to assist with the removal of fluid retention. And if you've got a risk of kidney stones, then Uroplex is terrific for that. Or a history of urinary tract infections, that's always a great thing to do. Whack in the Uroplex because that'll actually assist in preventing that. Make sure you're drinking enough water. 35 mils of water per kilogram of body weight. So if you're 100 kilos, that's 3.5 litres of water you've got to drink. If you turn over to the next page, we've got what to eat. And there's a whole list of different foods here. And by no means is this the list of food that you should be eating for the rest of your life. Keeping in mind that this is just a 3-week challenge. It's to kickstart your fat loss program, to do something more sustainable. You might do the 112-day challenge, as I've said before, and you'll get a more specific food list that's more appropriate for your body type. And we can analyze that and get that right for you to make sure that we get the right food for your body to get the most amount of long-term success. And that's what the 112-day challenge offers. But you'll notice that there's protein-rich foods, vegetables, fruits, and fats and oils, as well as condiments. And you can choose all of those foods for any of your meals. And it's ideal to have protein and vegetables and or fruits plus fats and oils with every single meal. So bearing in mind that every single meal you need protein, fat, and carbohydrate to ensure that your brain works well, that your body can repair, and then you get the most success out of losing fat in this particular method, or in fact, really just getting healthy. So it's a good principle to apply long term. If you turn the page over to measuring tools, you'll notice that we reference keto sticks, and keto sticks are a measurement tool to understand how much or how many ketones you're actually producing in your body. Ketones are a measure of fat burning, and if you're burning a lot of ketones, then you're burning a lot of fat. The ideal range to sit in for ketone or ketosis is 1.5 to 4. That's your ideal range. If you're sitting up around 8 and 16, you may want to just eat a bit more food because if you're not eating enough food, you'll actually starve your body. So don't go to 8 and 16. Stick around 1.5 to 4. That's a lot of fat loss burn. And you should notice that, over a 3-week period, you'll be losing somewhere between 3 and 7 kilos if you're sticking in the 1.5 to 4. It doesn't enhance your program at all whatsoever to be sticking in the 8 to 16. You won't lose more fat by burning 8 to 16 in terms of ketones. It makes no difference. In fact, it's probably just a little bit more challenging on your kidneys and on your body. So I wouldn't do it for a long period of time. It's important to accurately measure your food. Use your portion sizes based on your hands so that your palm of protein, your whole hand of vegetables and fruits, and 2 fingers worth of fats and oils. And you want to do that with every meal. Keep in mind that it's protein, fat, carbohydrate, every single meal, and it's that balance that's appropriate. If you want to use salt, this is on the next page, feel free to use salt. I'm happy if you use a salt that's good for you. If you use a bad salt, don't expect good health outcomes. In fact, I would say that the better salts are those that are from a rock salt mine. So let's say, for example, Himalayan rock salt, or Celtic sea salt, those sorts of things, as opposed to your blue and white tub normal table salt. That's probably less than ideal. So use the better quality ones. Again, another reminder about drinking enough water, that's really important. When we go to the liquid omega-3 oil, it's worth ensuring that you keep fat going into your body. Now, the reason for that is multiple folds. Your fat intake will directly impact the way in which sugar is absorbed through the gut. So if you keep good fats going into your body, you'll decrease the rate at which sugar gets absorbed through your gut, which will ensure that you have a slow and steady supply of sugar to the brain that allows your body to function properly. Also, if you keep fat going into your body, you're providing the rebuilding material for all of your cells within your body. So not only do you need proteins and amino acids to rebuild, you also need fats to rebuild. And so often people go on a low-fat eating program and end up with really saggy skin. This is certainly not a low-fat eating program. And the 112-day challenge, which you may consider doing, is not a low-fat eating program either. It's a modified extension of what you're doing right now with the view of getting more appropriate foods into your body in the 112-day challenge program, but making sure that you're getting enough fat in your body to so that you don't get floppy skin, so that you give your body the most amount of chance of rebounding that sagginess that you've created over the years. A multivitamin supplement is a good thing to do, just generally. It's not because you're starving or because you're malnourished during this program. It's just that it's a great thing to do to support adrenal gland function and the rest of the body, as it undertakes a fair bit of change. And, of course, the Uroplex just to clean fluid out if that's what is necessary. On the next page, you'll see exercise. And there's no prescription or recommendation for exercise, but you notice on the meal planner that I sent through or we sent through to you, there's a suggestion for staggering your exercise. So it could be that you start low, work high, and then peter off. And so it might be 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, an hour, then 45, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, and then maybe a break day. So that could be a good way to do your exercise. Or you might find that if you just dedicate 30 minutes every single day to doing some kind of interval training, that could be more appropriate to you. But we're not prescriptive about exercise, and we're prescriptive about food. So, you know, consider that you should do some exercise, but we're not going to prescribe it for you. With on the next page, you've got negotiables. You could have a little bit of milk and a coffee if you wanted to. The more dairy that you eat, probably the least digestive capability you have. So if you have too much calcium in your diet, you will alter the way in which your body digests. So try not to have too much dairy or high calcium foods in your diet, but certainly get enough calcium into your body by eating all the fruits, vegetables, and salads that you should be eating to ensure that your body's going to be in good nick and well-nourished. Alcohol, if you really want to make the most out of this 21 days, don't have alcohol at all. But if you must have alcohol, try and use clean spirits or red wine. So it's vodka or gin as opposed to bourbon or scotch, something like that. Caffeine's good. You know, caffeine has an effect on the body that you can modify and measure. My recommendation for caffeine is that you place it appropriately. So if you're going to have caffeine, use it after food. Don't have it before food. Caffeine stimulates your adrenal glands, and overstimulation of the adrenal glands can be disastrous for the body, especially if you're trying to lose body fat. So use caffeine wisely, but use it towards the middle of the day, you know, say the middle of the morning, like 10:30, or the middle of the day, say 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's more appropriate than having it before breakfast or just before lunch or just before dinner. So use it appropriately. Caffeine is a great drug. It just it can really affect things. That's all. If you do it inappropriately. On the next page, you'll notice there's a few things, results to expect. Now, keep in mind that you're going to lose bucket loads of weight, and this is a very rapid fat loss system. It's designed to get the fat off fast. It's not designed to be slow. So please, you know, don't expect to lose weight slowly, and don't be scared by how much fat you will be losing on this. I've spoken to some people who have done this just in the last few weeks as part of our trial, and some of them have lost 8 to 9 kilos in a 3-week period. And so we've been kind in saying 3 to 7 because we don't want to over promise and under deliver. But some people lost 3 kilos, other people lost more. So just do what your body's allowing you to do and be happy that this is your kickstart. So just because another person might get 8 or 9 doesn't mean that you should have achieved the same amount. Just if you're doing the program right, you'll get as much fat off your body as you possibly can. You should notice increased energy and mental clarity. You definitely get sustained fat loss. This is by far the most efficient fuel burning method that we know of. But long-term sustainability is poor, so please don't do it for a long term. 3 weeks is about appropriate. You certainly feel reduced hunger. Some people actually find they can't fit all the food in, but please eat 3 meals a day. That is really important. Certainly some of you will have already experienced some detoxification just from withdrawing from certain foods. You might have some addictions to some foods like sugar or caffeinated beverages that we've asked you to stop having to get the best results out of this 21 days. So you might be going through a bit of a detox, but that won't last long. That's going to incorporate things like headaches and withdrawal. You might also find that you get less frequent bowel movements, and possibly if you're burning fat too fast, you might get some bad breath. So just be a little bit careful. with burning fat too fast. You can measure that using your keto sticks, and you can measure that safely to know that if you're in ketosis, you're burning fat, but if you're burning too many ketones, you're burning too much fat, and that's going to be challenging on your kidneys and on your health. So please don't aim to burn too much fat. Your maintenance programs are important. If you're just doing this 3 weeks just to trim down for Christmas, knowing that come Christmas Day you're going to blow out anyway and you can't really be bothered going into next year, then don't really worry about it. But if this is a kickstart to your health program or a kickstart to getting the fat off permanently, then you're probably going to want to consider either the 112-day challenge or the health club. And there's information in that maintenance program component that helps you make that decision. And we'd encourage you, of course, to do something like that because it will help you out. You'll notice that I've referenced everything in terms of where I've got information from. Over the years, this has changed, and there is a lot more information. If you need more references to give the program credibility, then please contact us. I'm happy to give you information with specific answers to questions that you've got. And that brings me to your stories and challenges component on your website. So on the website, once you've signed up, you'll get access to the website, which means that this is the reason why you're listening to this message here. But on the stories and challenges part, you can share how you're going. Now, you can also share if you're doing it tough or if you're doing it really great, but please don't leave any negative stuff like, oh, the program is rubbish, doesn't work for me or whatever, because your stinking thinking will affect other people's progress and their success. And the result is, or the reality is, that usually if you're struggling, it's only because you're struggling, not because anybody else needs to be pulled down. So we'll be selecting comments that are posted to make sure that they're appropriate. If they're inappropriate, we'll contact you directly and just say, hey, do you want to rephrase that? Do you want us to not put it on there? What are you thinking? But we're looking for people to share their stories, even if it's a tough thing. You know, if you're saying, oh, I'm really struggling today, it could be that that's your call out for another challenger to say, hey, why don't you look at doing this here? Why don't you consider this particular recipe that I found somewhere, just, you know, to kickstart. It could be that that's your way of communicating your successes. And, of course, there'll be people that are trying to, to celebrate with you, and that's important. We're going to aim to reply to all of your comments if there's a comment or a question that's directed to us. We're going to aim to do that within 48 hours, so if you either Phyllis or myself. And please bear with us because there's a lot of inquiries going on the page at the moment. Bear with us. We'll attempt to get to those as quickly as we can. We'll be trying to get that done within 48 hours. If you've got more than 10 kgs to lose, I said this before, if you've got more than 10 kgs to lose, then please consider doing something long-term to get your fat off by doing the 112-day challenge. It's certainly something that will change your habits forever. It's a great thing to do. Bear in mind that this is just a 21-day fat-burning burst, really just to clear the fat. Now, there's a couple of questions that I'm just going to refer to on this recording because a few people have asked questions about magnesium, and they've tried to get different types of magnesium because they've struggled to find your colon cleanse or your colazone or your magnesium oxide. And so they might have chosen biomagnesium from the health food store. They might have chosen a different type of magnesium compound instead of magnesium oxide, and none of them work as well as magnesium oxide. Magnesium oxide is a very heavy magnesium that draws water through with it wherever it goes. So if it's going through the digestive system, it's drawing water with it, so it washes through the gut. None of the other magnesiums will do this. So you could buy other magnesiums, but they won't do the job that I want them to do, which is the reason why I asked you to get magnesium oxide. So, keep that in mind. Make sure that you're choosing magnesium oxide in the form of either colazone, colon cleanse, or straight magnesium oxide. Contact Slim U to get some, or just follow the details that we've put on the website for you to get access to it. I hope that this has been an informative little recording. It's 20 minutes of great information there for you. If you've got any comments or questions, whack it up on your stories and challenges page, and we'll get to it. We hope you get a great change. We know you will. Stick to it and consider doing something long-term rather than actually looking at the short-term. And congratulations. Chat soon.